Roger, nice to be in orbit.
And you're listening to Great Songs About Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata, and that was The Clash with I'm So Bored of the USA, one of the first songs that they wrote. In fact, it predated The Clash. Mick Jones wrote it as a love ballad called I'm So Bored With You, and Joe Strummer, who had just joined, added "Essay" towards the end, and it fits in very well on their debut album. And I play it, well, tomorrow's July 4th, and the problem with recording these shows and the pre-recorded nature is that you can't stay current with what's going on all around you. Case in point, the last show I did was pre-recorded on Wednesday the 22nd, we'll say, and of course on the 24th came the repeal of Roe versus Wade. And sometimes you like to have songs that, you know, can explain or at least try and convey the horror that you're feeling, but seeing as I'm not a clairvoyant, at least I don't think I am, I wasn't able to do that last week. But that's what we do this week on the eve of the ostensible national holiday. And we are going, I'm going to play perhaps the most notable song about the abortion procedure. But before that, I'm going to play a song by Amerindios, a Chilean folk band that was a spinoff of Quilapayún. And in the song, they ask a judge in very comically polite tones, is it true that justice is blind? And if it's so, then why does all of this happen?
Ojos que parece que no ven, corazones que sí sienten.
Señor juez, yo quiero saber, quiero preguntar, perdóneme usted. Señor juez, yo quiero saber, quiero preguntar, perdóneme. justicia dicen que es ciega, pero a mí me parece que ve. Parece que ve. Perdóneme usted, señor juez, yo quiero saber, quiero preguntar, perdóneme usted,
si por ley somos todos iguales, diga usted si no tengo razón.
El pobre el que siempre va preso, es el rico el que tiene perdón. Perdóneme usted, parece que ve, seguro que ve.
Some clothes on in the dark, the smell of cold, car seat is freezing, the world is sleeping, I am numb. Up the stairs back to her apartment.
cracks at the wheel. Nobody needs anyone, they don't even just pretend. Jim is in a leader.
Back home, everything I've known. hardly men. Yes, you're evil, but you're not that bad. You put out your palm up in the back of your hand. They were wrong when they said
from the 2019 EP, 2019, that's Lucy Dacus with Forever Half Mast. And the idea behind that that EP was to have a bunch of songs related to a certain holiday. Some are covers, some are original compositions, and some aren't even for holidays as we traditionally recognize them. For example, she covers Dancing in the Dark for Bruce Springsteen's birthday. And that one, Forever Half Mast, was a song that she wrote for July 4th. And it's warts and all subject matter, really. And before that was David Bowie, I'm Afraid of Americans, Ben Folds 5, Brick, and at the start, Emerindios was Señor Juez. And let's see, instead of dividing the show into quarters, we're dividing it into thirds. So let's get out of the way right now. It's a pause for the cause. It's legally mandated PSA.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others, and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It is true that the 4th of July has become a day in which many people look inward and give frank, if private, assessments of the state of the country. But we also enjoy the barbecue aspect of things. So here are four songs with a lively rhythm and tempos that I think would sound good at a barbecue. And if you disagree, well, that's just your way of looking at things. See you on the other side.
Yeah. take me where real animals are playing. Just a dirty old shack with a hand of bark. Pigs and the goats on animal farm.
That was John Lennon with Do You Want to Dance from his 1975 covers album Rock and Roll, and that song would be covered a year later by none other than the Ramones for their debut album. Before that, we had The Kinks, Animal Farm, The Sixth, Falling Out of Love with You, and at the start was Foo Fighters, Everlong. And coming up, we're going to have some Van Morrison, we're going to have Cat Power covering Bob Seger, but I'm going to get you started with a Glenn Miller number, and here's why. One of my favorite books, in fact, my favorite John Steinbeck book, is his collection of articles he wrote while stationed abroad for World War II, England, North Africa, Italy. The book is called Once There Was a War, and there is an article that he wrote for July 4th, 1943, called Day of Memories. And now, 4th of July is a holiday. It's not, doesn't fall within the holiday season, but it's a holiday all the same. And a holiday is always associated with comforts and traditions of home, and when you're away from those traditions, you know, it can make the distance sting just a little bit more. And I'm going to read to you an excerpt from his article entitled Day of Memories, and it closes out saying, "This is a time of homesickness, and Christmas will be worse. No grandeur, no luxury, no interest can cut it out. No show is as good as the double bill at the Odeon. No food is as good as the midnight sandwich at Joe's, and no one in the world is as pretty as that blonde Margie who works at the Poppy. When they come home, they'll be a little tiresome about London for a long time. They will recall exotic adventures and strange foods, Piccadilly and the Savoy and the White Tower, the Normandy Bar and the place in Soho will drip from their conversation. They will compare notes enthusiastically with other soldiers who were here. The cool girls will grow to strained and romantic adventures. The lonesome little glow will be remembered as a Bacchic orgy. They will remember things that they did not know that they saw. St. Paul's against a lead-colored sky and the barrage balloons hanging over it. Waterloo Station, the sandbags piled high against the Wren churches, the excited siren and the sneak air raid. But today, July 4th, 1943, they wander about in a daze of homesickness, seeing nothing, hearing nothing, but the faces and voices of their own people."
Thank you. guy. Jimmy was lonely, he was the king of my nights. In the darkness with the radio playing low, the secrets that we shared, the mountains we moved, caught like wildfire against the wind. We were running against the wind. We were
Independence Day. Meet my lady, because that one. please don't step over. We gon' step way out on Chinatown. All about some Hong Kong silver. And the waiting Russian river. I can hear the fireworks up and down. Up and down in San Francisco. Up and down in, up and down in San Francisco. I can hear them echoing. I can hear them echoing. I can hear them echoing. Up and down in San Francisco Bay. I can see the boats in the harbor. We're across the harbor, lights shining out, lights shining out. In a cool, cool night, in a cool, cool night, in a cool, in a cool. And a cool, and a cool, cool night. Across the harbor, I can hear the fireworks. I can hear the people shouting. Hear the people shouting out. Up and down the line. Up and down the line. And it's almost, and it's almost Independence Day. And see the lights well in the harbor. Cool, and a cool, and a cool, and a cool night.
Gone away, there's nothing left to say. But say adieu to your eyes as blue. now as the words are in the bay. It's a big chance toward a man of war who has often heard us say, I'm a free-born man of the USA. I'm a free-born man of the USA. I'm a free-born man of the USA.
In truth, there was only one song that we could close out the show with, and that's it. The Pogues, The Body of an American, from their EP Pogetry in Motion. Before that, we had Van Morrison, Almost Independence Day, the closer from what I take to be his best solo album, St. Dominic's Preview. Before that, we had Cat Power singing Bob Seger's Against the Wind, and we started off with Glenn Miller, Moonlight Serenade. And now's the time where we must part. And I'll be on the road next week in New York. And when you're in New York, feel free to hit me up for office hours and we can discuss why you didn't do well on the final exam. And I'm also going to try and squeeze in a Bastille Day special somewhere as well. And a little bit of housekeeping. Next semester, we're going to go back to in-person shows. We might throw a pre-recorded Delight Your Way here and there. But anyway, those are all questions for another day. For now, thank you for listening to Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata, and tune in next week for more of the same, except slightly different, Up the Rebels.